to an extent, it is a triumph in terms of what President Obama is saying. But there is a lot that remains to be done to ensure the world is safe from any nuclear war, considering the fact that there are other world powers which have nuclear weapons and are not part of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So that is a big worry, starting with Israel. And then we have India, we have Pakistan. And, you know, that is a major cause for concern.
But let's also look at this deal in terms of the sanctions regime that were put on Iran. Equally so, Zimbabwe is also under sanctions. Would you say sanctions do work?
Well, to the extent that Iran has negotiated so, we would say, bravely and, you know, in an interested manner, one would not want to dismiss the incentive of having sanctions removed as having, you know, made Iran to negotiate like that. Indeed, the Iranians, the ordinary citizens, have suffered, according to what we read, in terms of lack of medicines, and, you know, they suffered quite a lot because of those sanctions. There is also a difference between sanctions imposed on Iran and those imposed on Zimbabwe. The ones on Iran are UN-approved, whereas those on Zimbabwe, they are just state-to-state, whereby the United States of America and a few other Western countries did impose some restrictive measures. So they are quite different. Zimbabwe is not under any sanctions. Of course, those Zidera things and so on, they had some reasons for them to be imposed, but they shouldn't be confused with those against Iran.